In unusual move, the top military brass walking a fine line, but appearing to publicly question their boss, the U.S. president's version of events in Afghanistan.
Buddy, how you doing?
President Joe Biden had said he couldn't recall any military advisor recommending he keep troops in Afghanistan before he ordered the withdrawal. The top military bosses appeared to contradict that.
I won't share my personal recommendation to the president, but I will give you my honest opinion, and my honest opinion and view shaped my recommendation. I recommended that we maintain 2,500 troops in Afghanistan.
The White House responded.
I would note today in the testimony that was given by Secretary Austin, by General Milley, they made clear, Secretary Austin specifically said, if you stayed there at a forced posture of 2,500, certainly you'd be in a fight with the Taliban and you'd have to reinforce.
From the senators, dueling narratives over which president is to blame for the chaos. Donald Trump, who made a deal with the Taliban to take troops out, or President Biden, who set the date for removal.
Anyone who says the last few months were a failure, but everything before that was great, clearly hasn't been paying attention.
Because of the date certain rather than a conditions-based withdrawal, because of a decision that was made by our president, because of that, we left American citizens behind.
So what went wrong? This hearing didn't produce any real answers, but the military admitted here something did.
We helped build a state, Mr. Chairman, but we could not forge a nation. The fact that the Afghan army that we and our partners trained simply melted away, in many cases without firing a shot, took us all by surprise, and it would be dishonest to claim otherwise.
The Pentagon is conducting its own review of its actions, but some senators say that's not enough. They're calling for the creation of an independent commission that can look at what went wrong, not just at the end, but during the entirety of America's longest war. Patty Culhane, Al Jazeera, Washington.
Mark Kimmett served as Assistant Secretary of State for Political Military Affairs. He says it will be crucial to understand how President Biden missed the general's recommendations.
The generals made the recommendations probably in a National Security Council meeting. The president may or may not have been there. But in any case, his own staff had the responsibility to brief President Biden on the conduct of those meetings and those recommendations that came from his military and his Secretary of Defense. So either President Biden was not informed, for which some of his people ought to be held responsible, or he was informed but misunderstood what the commanders on the ground and the U.S. military was saying. I think we've got to stand back and realize that we fought inside of Afghanistan for 20 years. We went in to fight al-Qaeda. We defeated al-Qaeda. We brought bin Laden to justice. But with this collapse that we're seeing in Afghanistan right now, candidly, all of the successes and all of the effort that we put into Afghanistan has now been reversed. The worst possible outcome would be that the Taliban allow al-Qaeda, ISIS-K, and other terrorist groups to come back into Afghanistan and take advantage of ungoverned spaces within Afghanistan to set up training camps and plot future attacks in both Europe and the United States. So that's the greatest danger we have. And our ability to control that, I think General Milley was saying, is somewhat limited.